Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, welcome to Pennywise, a Lee Enterprises podcast. I'm your host, Nat Cardona. So, you gotta see it on the plane, but not much else. No surprises there. Checking your bags has become more and more expensive across multiple airlines. And NerdWallet travel expert Sally French has more on the ongoing trend of unbundling airfare. You know, I know pretty much anyone in America knows inflation's touched so much of our economy. Everything is seeming more and more expensive because of it. But apparently, starting in January of this year, 2024, airfare prices have gone down significantly. And before we get to the reason why, or there's multiple reasons why this could be, do you mind going over some examples of the economy airfares that are dropping and by how much percentages? Do you mind doing that?
So some of the big airfare drops that we're seeing are particularly flights between South America to North America. We're seeing a nearly 12% drop in prices year over year. That means this year, if you want to head somewhere in South America, you'll pay about 12% less than you did this time last year. We're also seeing nice price increases to Asia and to Central America. Flights from North America to Central America are dropping by 7.8% this year. Flights to Asia are dropping by 7.5% this year. That's all really encouraging for travelers who didn't travel internationally last year because so many people were. Now actually could be a great time for international travel.
I mean, these are some seriously significant numbers that could save you a ton of money, especially these long-haul flights between North America and anywhere over the pond, really. So what's one of the first reasons why this is the case? It seems hard to believe.
Yes, it is hard to believe that airfares are going down, especially when it seems like every single other aspect of the economy is getting more expensive. For starters, we are just seeing more flights. We're seeing more routes. We often see this with many aspects of the economy. When there's more competition, that's good for consumers, prices go down. And so we're just seeing that airlines are able to open up more routes. So that means airlines are competing against each other. But what it also means is that you might just be able to better get to your destination. If previously, say, you were trying to get from San Francisco to Hanoi, Vietnam, you might have had to do a layover in, let's say, Hong Kong because there just wasn't a direct flight. And now we're seeing more flights being added, that it's just more convenient. You're spending less time in the air to take that flight if you can fly direct from San Francisco to Hanoi. A big reason that we're seeing more flights being added now is simply because airlines can't just decide today that they want to add a flight tomorrow. It can often take about a year, sometimes more, sometimes less, but a year is sort of a good pace for airlines to actually get that new route to kick in. Airlines were just hesitant to add new routes in 2021 and 2022 because we were so uncertain where the pandemic was going. But by 2023, airlines had a pretty good handle of where travelers wanted to go, meaning that this year we're seeing tons of flights. In fact, Delta Airlines announced that this summer, 2024, is its largest ever transatlantic schedule, which is good news for people trying to take that European vacation.
Seriously amazing. Thank you for explaining that. That totally makes sense. I had no idea that that's how much head time you need or the airlines need to set up these routes. So yeah, reap the benefits now, I guess. That's great.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned competition. The next factor sort of goes with that competition, but we are seeing a lot of budget airlines, especially in the early years of the pandemic. We saw a lot of budget airlines go out of business, shut down, and those are now starting to come back. And so a big reason for that overall average price going down is because maybe people are booking those budget airlines, which, you know, aren't necessarily as high of quality. But if you're someone who really wants to travel internationally for not a lot of money, these can be a great option.
Right, because a lot of the budget airlines that you think of right away might be that, you know, I won't name names, the ones that you would take domestically. I didn't realize there would be potentially international options between the United States and, let's say, this example is Norway.
Yes. So, for example, Norse Atlantic Airways, they're a Norwegian low-cost airline. They actually just started routes between Norway and the U.S. in 2022. They've since grown. Now they have 13 routes to 5 European cities. And even if these budget airlines aren't necessarily flying to the city that you want to go to, if your primary goal is just traveling cheaply, often it can be a smart move to book that budget flight to, let's say, Norway. Even if you want to go to France and not Norway, often it can be a smart move to just get to Norway as cheap as possible and then take another flight onwards to your final destination.
Ooh, makes the adventure a little bit more fun too. For sure.
Yes, you do need to be careful if you go that route, and especially if you're flying with two different airlines. Yeah. You have enough layover time, and often for an international flight, long layover times can sometimes necessitate a day. I don't think it's that bad because then you just get a bonus day to explore a new city like Norway, but you really don't want to cut it close the way you can probably handle a 1 or 2 hour layover in a domestic flight. You don't want to gamble that with an international flight.
Oh, perfect. All fair advice there, but still worth a shot, in my opinion. Another reason why airfares may be going down this year, it's something you touched on earlier. It's just that return to normalcy after post-COVID-19 world.
Yeah, we're simply just seeing more flights. It's kind of wild to remember, but borders were closed and you couldn't get into countries. So we're seeing that come back. What we also saw is that in 2022 and 2023, so many people were itching to travel when those borders opened that prices just shot up a lot. And so it is important to acknowledge a huge reason for the year-over-year price decrease does sort of have to do with the fact that prices were perhaps a bit higher than maybe they could have been in 2023. We're just sort of getting back to that equilibrium. It is important to note that airfares are down 6% year-over-year across the board. You know, we mentioned, you know, to South America, they're down 12%, but no matter where you go, airfares are down 6%. Some of that is due to that return to normalcy.
Okay, so these airfares are falling. Good for us, good for travelers, but you probably don't want to wait to book.
Yes, and that is a really interesting phenomenon that has happened since the COVID-19 pandemic. Is in 2020, we were all afraid to make plans for tomorrow because we didn't know what border restrictions were going to look like. We didn't know who was going to be sick or what was happening. And that really changed the way that we travel, and people started booking travel more and more last minute. Now, we know it's always been the case that last minute airfares are always going to be expensive. Airlines do this because they know if you are booking last minute, you're desperate to get to that place. So unlike lots of other things that offer last minute deals, we just don't see last minute deals with airfares. In fact, we see the opposite, that prices go up. And so what NerdWallet has heard is a lot of people say, you know what, airfares are more expensive than what they used to be. And, you know, I paid $500 to go home for Christmas this year, and pre-COVID I paid $200. And we dig in and we say, how early in advance did you book? And, you know, for holiday flights, it's good to book, you know, many months, 4 to 6 or more months in advance. And a lot of people say, I booked 2 weeks in advance this time. So that could be a reason why. NerdWallet does recommend for domestic flights always booking 1 to 3 months in advance. For international flights, book 2 to 8 months in advance. So especially if you are trying to do that European or Asia international trip this summer, make that something that you book ASAP.
All great pieces of advice there. Loving the lower airfares. Good for us. Good for all travelers. Anything else that you want to add, Sally, as far as this goes?
Well, you know, there is one more interesting phenomenon that we've seen, especially in the last couple of weeks, is a lot of airlines are raising their bag fees. We just saw American Airlines saying that they're raising their bag fees in April 2024. Alaska is an airline that's recently raised bag fees, and all of these airlines seem to be following suit. That's really interesting because what we're seeing is a lot of airlines are dropping their base fares and then they're making up the revenue in these ancillary services like bag fees. And that can be frustrating, but it's important to remember that this phenomenon that we call unbundling isn't necessarily a bad thing. If you're a traveler who doesn't check bags, that means you can take advantage of lower airfares and you're not subsidizing someone else's bag. But if you are paying to check a bag, just realize it could be more expensive.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.